Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we're back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Oh, awesome. I'm Bonnie Blakely, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Casa Mental Health. But I'm also a mom of seven, kids between 21 and 35. And I have a passion for bringing services closer where kids are because my family needed them and they weren't there for that.
There we go. Now, the one thing I noticed right off the bat when we were talking today is the tone of your voice. You are very clear in how you speak and you vocalize. I've only heard you without the mic. Where does that kind of vocal coaching come from?
Oh, you know what? I think it comes from the heart.
Oh.
I think what happens is when you really believe in something, it comes through. And I remember years ago, actually, I did training in media, and someone said the best part about you is when you have a story to tell, it comes through. And so I think we have a story to tell. And I also have a passion for the fact that children who are struggling with mental illness deserve the right to have services, and our kids didn't get them. But what I'm hoping is for all of Albertans that if it's not my kids, it's theirs. And if it's not their kids, it's their grandkids who get that. And I think there comes clarity in that. And I'm also older. I'm nearing the end of my life, right? Like I'm closer to the end. Oh, that's okay, though.
You're not.
I'm closer to the end than the beginning. But there's a power to that. There's a power to that experience. That means when you deliver voice, there's clarity in why you're doing it.
Oh, jeez, what a great answer. Well, I was not ready for that.
I did not expect the question, but I'm glad I could answer
that's it. Nice. Okay, so I asked you in there about Alberta. You gave the awesome answer. That being said, there's not as many people there anymore.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about living in Alberta?
The Oilers. So.
You are allowed to say that.
I don't know. There's going to be a whole bunch of Flames fans out there. Yeah. But we are passionate hockey fans. Having the ability to live in Edmonton, I live in walking distance from the rink.
Okay.
So I literally walk, and my husband and I became season ticket holders the minute that we had the opportunity to be in Alberta.
Seems like you love disappointment.
Well, I right now was disappointed in the game last night, but I'm holding out hope for the Oilers. Yeah, I'm passionate, and I think it's really cool because my dad was an Oilers fan his entire life.
Okay.
And it's really weird. I was drawn to Alberta the year that my dad actually passed. So the cool part is, so here I get to be in a place where he loved when he's not with me. So I get to go see the Oilers and think about my dad.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So you're living downtown Edmonton with seven children?
No, well, my children are older now. They're 21 to 35.
Oh,
they're out there doing
okay.
their own thing. Yeah, I don't know more. Don't have to take care of them at home anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're in downtown Edmonton, do you go to the restaurant DOS?
Of course I do.
It's my favorite spot.
No way.
I love it. My business partner lives down the street. We're not giving away addresses, but when I'm in Edmonton, if I'm there for a week, I'm probably there 6 days out of the week for breakfast, lunch, brunch.
Okay.
It's my spot.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, there's a place called Foos Repair Shop.
Okay.
Have you heard of this place?
No.
Foos Repair Shop, I guarantee you, one of the best restaurants you'll ever go to, and you won't even know it's there. You'll walk past it and not know.
Yeah.
It's one of those, and it's not far from there.
Okay, that's the thing about Edmonton.
Yeah.
There's so many, little hidden things. There's another bar called Bijou by Rogers.
I love Bijou.
Next time you go in, I can't say it on camera.
Yeah.
I can't say it on camera. We'll talk about it more afterwards. Okay, so, we're out of time because these are shorter episodes.
Okay.
That being said, before I cut you loose,
everybody
gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Casa Mental Health is a nonprofit delivering services for kids, and we really could use your help. tell people about us, look us up, send us a story, or if you have the ability, send us some money.
There we go. I love it. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. For everybody else, hope you're having a good, great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.